RCL Mobile.
RCL, this is KO4 HKX. Take a look at that radio last night and setting it up.
Hey, good morning, Patrick. You're a little scratchy this morning, but I'm bringing you in. So I heard you got that radio last night and you're getting it set up. That's outstanding, man. Let me know how it goes.
I was asking you if you...
Patrick, I'm not quite able to pull you in this morning. I caught just a little bit of that transmission. Try it again.
KO4 HKX. Russ, this is Patrick. Did you try that any better?
Just a little bit better. You still got some static in the back there, but it's definitely holding the repeater open.
I'm inside the house on my HT. I had it set up for crossband repeat, but sometimes it gives me trouble. I don't know what it is. I can't figure it out. So I just cut it off and went straight to the frequency port on the handheld.
Seems to be pulling into the repeater now. Still just a little bit weak with the static, but you're definitely readable.
And if you took a look at opening up that radio to cover the 220 band, last night I haven't received anything from Bridgecom, confirmation or email or anything yet.
My bad. No, actually I didn't have time last night. I'm in the middle of researching right now, trying to figure out what I'm going to do about setting up a lightning arrestor. I've got a fiberglass antenna coming. It's supposed to be here tomorrow. It's going to be dual band for my base station. And I've got some LMR 400 cable ordered. It's supposed to be here next week. And I'm just trying to get everything kind of laid out and figure out how I'm going to do it. I'm still having trouble understanding the whole lightning arrestor. So many different ones. It seems like polyphaser is the best one out there, but they're about $65. You can catch some on eBay a little bit cheaper, but I'm just trying to figure out and understand how exactly they work.
Contact.
Contact.
ND7J, look at DX Engineering. Find you what's called a 2 meter 440 polyphaser, and you hook that up between your coax, and then you run a ground wire to a ground. It's got a little gas tube inside it, and if you get struck, the gas tube will blow, and you can replace the gas tube.
I appreciate it. I understand the gas tube concept, but on the polyphasers, when the gas tube blows, does it ground the center connector and the outer shell, or does it only ground the outer shell?
I believe it grounds both of them, but then your gas tube blows, so it will no longer function after that.
Right. I had looked at some online, and some of the complaints that I saw from people and some of the reviews on different ones were that it only grounded the outer shield ground side. It didn't actually ground the center pin, so it would still conduct all the way straight to the radio.
No, I'm 99% certain the polyphasers ground both, and I've got like 15 or 20 of them on all my HF antennas, my 2-meter antennas, and I also use MOVs for control wires. If you've got a rotor or something, you want to put some MOVs in. Those are metal oxide varistors. Now you have to remember, all of this is relevant to how big of a direct hit you get. I mean, if you get a direct hit, you're probably going to get fried regardless of what you have. But what you're really trying to protect is the residual electric and lightning charges around, rather than the direct strike.
Yeah, I've got a 40-foot telephone pole that we've put in the ground, and got a galvanized tube mounted to the top of it that I'm going to attach the antenna to, and that galvanized tube's got a ground wire run all the way down and an 8-foot ground rod drove in the ground right at the pole.
The 2-meter 440, is that you're not doing any HF stuff with this pole?
Right now, the only thing I'm doing right now is 2 meter and 70 centimeter. I'm thinking about getting into HF later, but I've got 3 of those poles that a friend of mine brought me and dropped off, so I can set another one up for my HF antenna when I get ready.
Plenty high, and like I said, if you use a 2 meter 440 polyphaser, I use polyphasers. I've had good luck with them for many, many years, and like I said, if your antenna's sticking up at the top of that pole and lightning hits it directly, you're going to have some damage, more than likely, no matter what you got there. But polyphasers have done a good job for me. And I think they're running about $60 or $70 new at DX Engineering.
Roger that. I appreciate the info. That kind of makes sense. I just couldn't find anything specific on the polyphaser with the gas tube saying that it would ground the center pin, but if it does indeed do that, then that's probably going to be the best option rather than just having one or the other. The only other option I got is to run it and then just disconnect it and leave it disconnected unless I'm actually using it. But, Patrick, you say you didn't hear anything back from Bridgecom at all? That's not good. They usually respond pretty quick. I don't know if they're just that busy or what's going on with it.
World we live in now, there's no telling. But I'm trying to give them the benefit of the doubt. They said 24 to 48 hours in their email. And today would be 48 hours. So if I haven't heard from them by the end of the day, I'll probably give them a telephone call.
I agree. Maybe a phone call would be in order. Technology, email would get lost, things of that nature. But still yet heard from them today. I'd definitely give them a call and see if you can go ahead and get the radio sent out to you. That way you can get started working with it. And then once they get the hotspot set up and everything, they can get it sent out to you.
And I got some other errands I need to run today, so that's what I was going to do as I was out and about. That way I could actually get a hold of somebody, maybe.
Anything like me, running's not an option, so I'd probably drive to do those.
Same boat, then. Because I'm not running pretty much anywhere. My knees and back will not allow that anymore.
He said, if I'm running, you better run with me, because something bad's chasing me.
It's going to be to something that will go a lot faster than jogging. I'll hop out of here. I just wanted to see if you checked out their YouTube videos about how easy that was to open up. It looks pretty easy. The videos only take like 5-10 minutes to do it. So maybe we can try that later, but I don't know. I don't know if there's too much on the 220 band to even worry about. I don't hear anything on it when I'm I've got a radio that just runs through and receives, and I never hear anything. So kind of like the 440 band.
Roger that. I appreciate it. I'll probably have my radio on today. I'm still going to be running a little bit of compressor and stuff in the background, so I may not pick up everything. But hey, if you hear something from Bridgecom, give me a holler. If I'm on, I'll try to get back to you and let me know the update on it.
You have a good day. Hope it's productive for you. And I'm going to say 73KO4HKX.
All right, man. You have yourself a good day. Be safe out there. And 73's for me as well. K2RCL is standing by.